Well, today's our first day. We're getting into everything. We'll look at all our games from the last couple of years and all their games from this year, so we'll look at everything.
Tom seemed kind of subdued when talking about, you know, this whole week and what it means and playing the Jets and that whole rivalry. Do you still feel there's some fire, you know, that goes on between these two teams?
Oh, yeah, it's a big game. It's a division game. Anytime you play a division game, it counts for a lot when it comes down to the end if you're tied with the other team. So it's a big win for us. It's one of our rival teams, so it's always a big week.
Do you want to use that playoff game as to fuel some motivation for this week at all?
No, I don't think we need to fuel anything. We know it's a big week. We don't need to look for that for motivation.
Logan, how do you feel the continuity, obviously, with Cope being out and Conley being in town? How do you feel the continuity is on the interior defense?
Oh, it's going good. Dan, he's a good player. He stepped right in and filled in nice. So, look, you're always going to miss Cope. He's a good friend of ours, good teammate, good player. So, but Dan's he's a good friend, good teammate, and he's done a really good job.
Logan, everybody talks about Gronk as a pass receiver, but we obviously saw him in a pretty big blocking role. How good is he at that? Is he almost like an extra tackle with his size?
Oh yeah, with Gronk, he's doing a real good job for us. He's a good blocker, good receiver. So we just need him to keep doing what he's been doing and stay consistent.
Do you get more out of watching a team when they win a game, or do you get more out of a team than watching them lose a game? What do you pick up most?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. For linemen, we're looking at their scheme and how they play certain blocks.
Are you impressed by the role some of your teammates have played, like Thomas Welch jumping in at, you know, sort of as a tight end, Fletcher at fullback, and even Matt Light a couple weeks ago was sort of an extra tight end? That impress you, seeing some of those guys in different roles?
Yeah, when guys get hurt, you got to have guys that can step in and be versatile. You can't just be stuck in one position. Unless you're really good at it, then you just stay there. Like Tom, he stays a quarterback. But, no, we need guys that can do that, and it's good to have guys that can do that.
Logan, how challenging is this just for you guys up front mentally? You know, the Jets do a lot of different games and stunts and things up front. How challenging is it for you guys trying to sort of make sure the protections are what they are?
Well, it's real challenging. You got to get everyone on the same page. Everyone's got to see the defense through the same eyes and be going in the same direction. If you have one guy going the wrong way and not knowing what to do, that's when it breaks down.
That's sort of what they bank on, the Jets, that they can confuse maybe one guy or a couple guys protection-wise. So half the guys are doing one thing, half the guys are doing something else. Break down.
Oh, yeah, that's the main thing. They're not sending a 200-pound DB in there to run over an offensive lineman.
What are your impressions of Mangle? I mean, I assume you guys probably crossed paths and pulled guys.
Yeah, Mangle, he's a good player. He does a good job.
Anything
else?
Hairy face right now.
What was it like trying to, I assume a lot of times you went up against Sean Ellis.
Yeah, Sean.
What was it like playing against him?
He's a good player. He's a tough player. He plays hard. So it was always a tough time to go against him. You had to do things right.
I think one of the most difficult defenses in terms of all the weird things they do to kind of pick up from a defensive line standpoint.
Yeah, you got to takes a lot of preparation to get ready for them, to try to figure out pre-snap where they're going to come from. So during the week, you spend a lot of time watching film. It's not like Jacksonville where they line up in one spot and never move or do anything different. So it's one of those games you got to be ready physically and mentally.
Logan,